Hey everybody, welcome back to I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. This is episode I'm here with Chuck, no Amari today. So fellas, the listeners, fellas, we are in this very weird Star Wars desert right now, where after being bombarded with lightsabers and the Force for the last, 5 years since 6 years since 2015, we're in the great dead zone. Nothing's coming out for maybe 8 months, 9 months.
What about Bad Batch?
It's sans Bad Batch. I should make that clear. So Bad Batch comes out, then we enter the desert. So we have this big gap of Star Wars. There's nothing there until December. So what we're going to do for you guys today, we're gonna talk some news. We do have some news. And then we have a very special topic because I ragged on these guys, these boys, these young men for quite some time at the end of our last episode. And I feel like it was unfair. So in the spirit of being nice to our young men in blue,
in armor, I guess.
In armor. We're going to talk about the clone troopers today. Those delightfully crunchy men. I'm gonna let Chuck run most of this because we know that how I feel about them. But we do have some news. So two trailers for the Bad Batch came out in our little 2 week long break. We took an impromptu break just because we couldn't get filming down, and there was, quite honestly, guys, nothing to really talk about. I'm sure if you're cued in with Star Wars news, you know. Now there's a couple of other podcasts in Star Wars land that have been doing a good job of keeping up their gumption. But I mean, Chuck, Amari, and I are all full-time students. Chuck works. I'm an actor. So, you know, we...
And all three of us do another podcast.
Another podcast for sports. So, you know, we get pretty tangled up in a lot of things. And there's some more stuff in the works. Not so exciting as what we did over at Circling Seattle Sports with Homs and Maestro. But we got some cool things coming up.
Hey, man, don't downplay our...
our project. There's something coming. I'm excited for it, and we'll have a real announcement for you guys for that sometime soon, when we're all together. So let's talk about the news. Right, we had those two Bad Batch trailers. Nothing really new. We got some more Fennec Shand action. If you saw them, you saw just about everything else that we did. It did confirm that Rex was gonna be in the show. It confirmed that, who's his buddy, Chuck?
Which one?
There was another clone trooper who's going to be in the show who's not Rex.
Was it Fives?
No. Well, yeah, because he's
in. Wait, Echo? Bad Batch.
No, not Fives. Fives is dead. No, because Echo's in the Bad Batch. It's one of Rex's friends who's in Rebels.
Shoot. You're right.
I don't remember his name because I... I haven't seen
Rebels. Bennett despises clones.
No, because I haven't seen Rebels, and neither of you, so.
That's true.
I think I have seen parts of Rebels. I've seen more of Rebels than Chuck. But I haven't seen it. I got to actually wear the... Gregor. I think Gregor's in it. Is that a clone?
The name sounds very familiar.
Anyways...
Oh, Rex is... Hey, Rex, there you are. I forgot about that, sorry. Rex
is the trailer. Along with another clone trooper.
There's a small child who's got like a bow.
Yeah, so they kind of are revealing more of the plot. It looks like this is going to be something of an escort mission. Which I don't like.
Aren't you excited to see more Wrecker?
No. So I think my issue with the Bad Batch is because I already don't think I don't like how they look.
Wow.
No, I don't like how their armor looks.
You don't like the red and the gray?
No, see, I like their color schemes a lot, but I don't like their costumes when they take their helmets off. And I also think, like, Tech has the worst costume ever.
You just don't like Tech, which I can agree with.
Fair. The sharpshooter guy is cool. What's his name? Hawkeye?
Oh, shoot.
You guys can... My lack of watching season 7 is really showing here.
Hold on. Yeah. We still need to get you to watch that. Hold on. Bad Batch. Clone Force 99. Tech, your favorite Wrecker. Oh, Crosshair.
Crosshair.
Close Crosshair or Hunter? Hunter looks like someone took Rambo and made him a clone.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. So I hate that. I don't like the Bad Batch. We know that. There is a bunch of a bunch of different characters being introduced. That the little child. Some people are speculating she's a female clone.
Whoa.
I guess that makes sense. However,
that'd be an interesting turn.
I think we really need to dive into the fact that this looks like it's going to be the Bad Batch babysitting a kid.
Oh, yeah.
For a couple reasons. One, I think it's an overused storyline. Two, that's the entire Mandalorian.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that has we kind of know about that kind of story.
Especially like, oh, we're rough and tumble, but we have to take care of a kid. Like,
we can do it.
So I'm reserving judgment until the show comes out, because I will get my ass together and I'll watch season 7 and then I'll watch The Bad Batch so I can contribute to the show. However, if this is the case, like this is another escort babysitting, this little kid is our...
Yeah, like I don't think anybody wants another one of those. I think it's a little played out.
It's going to be boring. Especially since I already don't really like the concept. So
yeah, no, it's like, hey man, we're in Star Wars. The Clone Wars introduced a bunch of different arcs in general. I don't think we need another one of the big, scary, tough guys take care of small child that is, quote, you know, supposed to be defenseless or whatever.
And obviously she's not. We saw her shooting that energy bow or whatever.
Yeah, it's just, I get what you're saying, is what I'm saying. You know, I don't think that it needs to be explored again. It doesn't need to be rebranded, that sort of storyline.
So then we're looking at Kenobi, and Kenobi actually got a cast reveal, which I find to be somewhat interesting, because, I mean, this is kind of the same line that happened with The Mandalorian. We know who it's about. We know it's about this Mandalorian. We know who's playing him. We know who's going to be in it. They announced Carl Weathers, Nick Nolte, Giancarlo Esposito. I almost said Giancarlo Stanton, who is a baseball player.
It'd be pretty cool to see him in there. He's pretty big.
As long as they give him a bat, that'd be kind of funny. And a couple other people that we're just not going to mention. Then Obi-Wan Kenobi, they announced, obviously, Ewan McGregor. And I'll just read this list for y'all, folks. We got Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen's confirmed. We know Kathleen Kennedy dropped that, but this seals it. Moses Ingram, who I believe was also confirmed not too long ago in an undisclosed role. Then, here's where things start to get interesting. Joel Edgerton and Bonnie Piece? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but they played Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru in episode 3 at the very end when they drop Luke off. And they also played them in episode 2 when Anakin revisits his home on Tatooine. So it'll be really interesting. And it's interesting to note that they're going to play into the show because we haven't seen these characters outside of the Skywalker saga. And we haven't really seen them be developed as characters.
I mean, the most we see of them in not those two actors, but the characters in A New Hope is like some awkward bickering between Luke and Uncle Owen, and then they're skeletons.
Luke, Uncle Owen. But I was gonna go to Toshi Station. But yeah, it'll be interesting, and maybe we'll kind of see how, why Owen is so reluctant to let Luke go to the Empire. Maybe we'll
build more of a story there.
I think the most interesting thing to me with this casting is it could open the door to show why Owen is kind of indignant towards Luke. Like, what if he knows how dangerous it is for him out in
the world? Yeah.
I'm guessing Ewan McGregor, I'm guessing Obi-Wan and Owen will have some correspondence. Because even in episode 4, Owen's like, don't talk to Ben, he's a crazy old nothing. So this is another interesting one. We got Kumail Nanjiani, who is notably in Marvel's Eternals. The dude is racking it up. He also got in really good shape for Eternals. Do you see how buff he is now? Yeah. Dude got freaking jacked. So it's cool that he'll be in Kenobi. I don't have casting speculation for him because, quite honestly, I don't think I have casting speculation for a lot of these characters outside of the people who already have roles. Maybe I could see him lending his voice to a droid. Because he does have a very distinct voice, something like Taika Waititi did for IG-11, perhaps. That could be completely off base or out of left field, but I think it'd be good. I believe he's done a couple voice roles as well. Then we got Indira Varma, Rupert Friend, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Sung Kang, which is very cool, Simone Kessel, and Benny Safdie. I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Safdie or Safdie. Safdie, but he's one half of the they're brothers. I can't pronounce their last name because I've never heard it said. But they did Uncut Gems, and they've done a couple of other horror films. But it's interesting because
I didn't like that movie.
I haven't seen it. I know Kevin Garnett's in it.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett and Adam Sandler. Like 75% of that movie is Adam Sandler yelling. I just didn't like it. Sung Kang is definitely an interesting. Oh, that's right. He's in all the Fast and well, not all of them, but he's in a lot of the Fast and Furious movies.
He's from Tokyo Drift, I believe.
He's in Magnum PI.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., of course, is O'Shea Jackson's son. O'Shea Jackson is Ice Cube.
Ice.
It's cool to see him be in some more things. He was in Godzilla and Just Mercy, so it'll be nice to see him kind of branch off into this sci-fi. I haven't seen him in anything.
Well, he was in the NWA biopic.
Yeah, that's... Oh, fair enough. I didn't mention that. He played his dad in Straight Outta Compton. I haven't seen him in anything. I've been meaning to watch just about every movie that I just said, Just Mercy, Godzilla, and Straight Outta Compton.
Definitely got some content to check up on.
Yeah, but for real though, he is a young actor. I don't even know how old he is. He's 30, so like not necessarily young, but his career only has been going since 2005, and he's got a lot of his rep so far has been really nice. I mean, Godzilla, Just Mercy, Straight Outta Compton, those are three popular movies, and if you take out Godzilla King of Monsters, three critically acclaimed movies. So I'm excited to see him join the Star Wars universe.
Ouch.
Yeah, I just dropped a chopstick that was in my room. Whoops.
I think what you mentioned earlier is something to note on. I mean, like with Moses Ingram, Kamal, and Sung Kang and O'Shea Jackson. I don't really know who they're gonna play, and I mean I have to feel I'd have to feel like not all of them are necessarily gonna play these huge roles,
right?
But I am interested to see how they're used because I'm feeling at least one of those four, at least will have to have like play a main character of sorts. Obviously, like you said, we know about Beru, and Lars. But I'm interested to see now what any of those four what role they'll really have, because I mean I'm imagining this is all on Tatooine. I don't know if he's gonna, I don't know if we're gonna see Obi-Wan travel anywhere. I think he's kind of supposed to be like make Tatooine his home, which I don't know about you, but if I had to make Tatooine my new home, I'd be pretty pissed.
I would too.
But I know we talked about it a little bit when we were going through Mando, but it seems that we've returned back to this damn sand planet.
Yeah, I don't like Tatooine. I think I mentioned that I hope Obi-Wan is the last time we have to spend time there. And if I didn't, I'm doing it now. Excuse me. Oh, goodness. Oh, embarrassing that I did that on recording, too. Goodness. What a goof. I don't know if you heard it. I just burped.
Oh, that's what that was. I was like, what are you talking about?
I have a feeling with this such a big cast, I almost am like crossing my fingers and maybe pulling stuff out of thin air that we're going to see him maybe go off planet to deal with Vader or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, because obviously we know that's going to happen at some point. I would like that to happen. Do I know if that's going to be for sure? Not necessarily. I mean, we know that, I think it was in Rebels, yeah? He had that fight with, that last fight with Maul on Tatooine. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of unknowns when it comes to this series, which isn't a bad thing at all. It just leaves a lot of room for speculation. And obviously for us to talk about and think about.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, where would Kenobi go? Where would that last sort of rematch be at? Because I'd have to think he wouldn't go too far because he's like new role is supposed to kind of be like watching over. Just Luke. I keep forgetting. I remember that scene where they split him up. Oh, we've been looking for a girl. It's like, oh, what about the boy? Nah,
can take him.
Send him a Tatooine. He deserves a bad future. Oh, okay. That's a good question, actually. I wonder where we do see that end up.
And interestingly enough, I don't even think so. Like, aside from Bad Batch, Kenobi isn't even the next show.
Wait, what?
Well, obviously, Book of Boba Fett and Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I'm about 80% sure Andor is supposed to come first.
I have to look up the schedule now. No, I don't want all of the movies. Get out of here.
Like, I'm pretty sure Andor's
Bad Batch,
done filming.
Book of Boba Fett's December 2021. Mando will be shortly after that, I imagine. Ahsoka TBA. Reign of the New Republic TBA. Well, Andor's 2022.
So is Obi-Wan.
Shoot, you're right.
Yeah.
Production began last month. Wow.
And Andor started in November. So.
Rogue Squadron 2023. Oof.
That's a movie. And I think that's the next Star Wars movie to come out.
Interesting.
So, like, we're focusing so much on this live-action TV show world. And it's just interesting that we're getting so much marketing for Kenobi. Haven't gotten anything for Andor.
Nope.
We got that sizzle reel. That was it. But yeah, I find it interesting. We're getting so much stuff for Kenobi. But I don't really want to speculate too much on the cast because we haven't even gotten a trailer yet. So, Schmeh. Let's get to the meat of this episode. The news segment's over. Nothing really else to talk about.
You handing this over to me?
I'm handing this over to you so we can talk about our beautiful
boys in white?
Our beautiful, beautiful synthesized young men.
All right, Bennett. I'll deal with these guys. You've obviously haven't shown them enough love. After all, they are the Grand Republic's army against the droids. So, I mean, they did a lot of the heavy lifting here. Obviously, I mean, we talked about the movie that these guys were originally, you know, brought into. But obviously, these clone troopers were grown on the planet Kamino, which is, I don't know, it feels weird to say that. Just thinking about them. But this was all at the request of Jedi Master Sifo Dyas, who secretly commissioned the Kaminoans to build an army for the Republic. And then after his death, the project was taken over by the Sith. Obviously, Palpatine had that role. They were modeled after Jango Fett, as we saw in... That was Attack of the Clones, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I forget things. I wasn't even on that episode for us. it's not... I mean, you take one of the best bounty hunters. Well, could we say best?
Yeah.
We should rank bounty hunters.
He was pretty prolific at the time, I believe.
I think we should have a top five bounty hunters. I think Omari might have...
Well, there's five of them total, so that might not...
No, come on. There's more than that.
I said, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do a Cad Bane impression. I was going to laugh at you.
No.
I don't know. I think we should do something on bounty hunters. Anyway, they're modeled off of Jango Fett, and their genetic structure was modified so that they were supposed to be less independent as compared to Jango Fett, and just basically be more suitable to be soldiers. They were designed to age twice at the rate of human beings, just so obviously that could make them be ready for combat a lot easier. Let's see. I think we should get to the point of this. I think we already kind of went over all of this in Attack of the Clones, but that was sort of the jump off point. I remember, at least for me, my starting point was watching these guys in Clone Wars. Trying to think if there's... I really wanted to go into some of the more... the ones that are have actual names and distinctions as opposed to some of the ones that are more so just numbers. And that's no disrespect to these clones. It's just some of them are more notable and should be mentioned more. Two of them, actually, that I want to stick to... because they have a tie into something, or I don't know if I should say that, would be there are two clone troopers who actually have direct ties to Marvel. Two of them, the first one would be Commander Thorn, who actually is based off of Thor, obviously from Marvel. His phase two armor consists of the usual markings or color scheme of the Coruscant Elite Guard with the red. He also sports a unique wings design. You know the wings design on Thor's helmet, right, Bennett? The little tiny wings?
Yeah.
Supposed to be a direct tie into Thor and his... what's it called? What is that called? He's got his weapon is called Hammer. So, I mean, you can see the tie-ins there. It's more, I don't know if you call that a Gatling gun or if that's just a machine gun. I'm just going to call it a machine gun.
You think minigun is what you're looking
for? Minigun, yes. Thank you, Bennett. I was like, what do I call this? I've seen it so often, I just don't remember the name. Thorn served under the Republic security. He led his own unit of shock troopers during a diplomatic escort to the planet Scipio under Padme's supervision. He would die in the Battle of Scipio against droids in a brief skirmish. So, sorry, Thorn. But cool tie-in to Thor there. And then the other one would actually be Commander Doom, who I had never heard of until I learned about who he was. Obviously, if...
I wonder which Marvel person his costume's based off of.
Shouldn't be too hard to guess. Obviously, he's talking about Scarlet... No, I'm kidding. Dr. Doom. Commander Doom was a clone trooper under the rank of commander who served in the unit commanded by twin sister Jedi... Oh, Tiplar and Tiply during the Battle of Ringo Vinda. Tiplar and Tiply, obviously. Ooh, I can't say that because that's in episode... That's in... Oh, wait, is that in season 7? I think that's in season...
No, that's
that's an earlier arc. Right.
The group that they, the clones, they turn on to.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I remember
them.
That.
They kill them. Doom was a soldier in the 568 Assault Division He had, I mean, the green's pretty, like, if you see his armor, it's pretty, I mean, you can obviously tell that he was based around Dr. Doom, with green, yellow, brown, and white markings with a unique pattern on them. This is interesting. So Doom was born and raised on Kamino in 32 BBY. His birth tube was dysfunctional, and he suffered traumatic injury as a trainee. He was later deployed on Utapa alongside the 212 attack battalion, but was killed in combat. Before this, he was a child. He had a child with a woman named Duchesso Satino.
I don't think, I think you're reading something wrong.
I think the wiki lied to me here. What is this? I need some real help.
No, you're
I need some real help here. The Star Wars wiki lied to me.
Hold on. Where are you even reading this?
Oh, that was a Clone Trooper wiki. Oops.
Yeah, that's...
Can I get some real information on Commander Doom, please? God, what the hell?
Born on the planet
Kamino. Okay, well, he was involved in the Battle of Ringo Vinda. That wasn't a lie.
That wasn't a lie.
Obviously, the armor is correct.
Yeah, no, he did the thing.
That last, I think everything was fine except for that last
one. No, the fucked up birthing tube isn't correct either.
God, that, okay. So
yeah, you got dunked on. That's why Wikipedia isn't a real source.
It's not Wikipedia. It was the Clone Trooper wiki.
Chuck, that's probably like 13-year-olds who are like, oh, you know what'd be really cool?
Let's throw in Duchesso Satino. I was
Duchess Satine.
But I read that and immediately I knew something was wrong. I was like, what?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. That's what's gonna happen in the Bad Batch.
Yeah, Duchesso Satino.
Isn't there a clone trooper in the Clone Wars who fucks off and has a kid?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That had a kid. Okay, now that you're oh wait, there was.
Isn't it Jesse?
Wait. Oh my god. The Laquan family was an intermixed family of Twi'leks and a human who lived in the outer rim world of Seluakami during the Clone Wars. Initially comprising the pink-skinned Lethan Twi'lek female Su Laquane and her two children, Shai and Jek Laquane, following his desertion from the Grand Army of the Republic. The former clone trooper Cut, his name is Cut.
Yeah.
Married Su and adopted her two children. Wow.
He was in an episode of like season 4.
There's so much that happens in season that show.
2. Yeah. I remember him. And hey, listen, I do like clones. Don't get it twisted.
All of a sudden, Bennett wants to like the clone.
No, see, I think the way that they're hyped up is misguided.
Hyped up? Who's hyped up? You just don't like tech.
Well, I don't like Rex either. Okay, that's not true. I take that back.
I'm ending the call.
No, I take it back. I like Rex. I think he's fine. I just don't like... I don't like the meat. Like,
air your grievances.
Okay, I'll air my grievances. I want to explain this because I don't feel like I got a clear chance of doing it last episode. This is like a YouTube apology. I think the clones are fine. I think they're perfectly fine characters. I think the way they develop each of their own personalities is spectacular. And I think The Clone Wars is a good show. I don't think that they are like, I don't think they're anything to be praised. They're scary. They're like supposed to be mindless killing machines. And they're kind of a commentary on the military, like industrial complex.
That is, I understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you don't.
I like how there's like a couple scenes in the Clone Wars where they do come to grips with that.
Yeah.
There's like an arc where they're like, what life is there outside of this? It's like,
I know, whoa, once the war
becoming self-aware.
Once the war ends, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, I think there's a whole arc that talks about that. And there's like a scene where it follows a clone that goes down into like the lower levels of Coruscant, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they're just follow this one clone who's like fucking depressed, and he's like, there's like this clone like club they're at. I wish I knew which episode this was. But yeah, there is an arc that talks about that. So that definitely makes a lot of sense. And I think they even address that with that arc to an extent, you know.
I know, and I think they do too. I just, my issue where I come to gripe with the clones,
I see,
is more so about how the fandom treats the clones.
Oh, you're like, they're like, grr, shooty shooty the droid.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, the Republic Army, they're going out there. And I know some of it is definitely an in-joke, and I get that. But I just think it's such a weird concept to glorify that these guys are factory-made killing machines. It's scary. It should be scary. In fact, they were built to be scary, but they're people. So
they to an extent, they were grown. I still like Captain Rex.
But then you look at people like Cody, who just kind of sucks.
Or Commander Gree, who had cool armor, but then just got his head like taken clean off by Yoda, and that's the only time we see him in the movies.
And there's Commander Neo, who just kind of sucks.
And he had sounded too much like The Matrix.
There's a clone trooper who just kind of kills Plo Koon. He sucks. I know it's all a part of a tragedy, and I know it's all a part of that coming around to where they were the heroes and they became the villains because they were manipulated. But it just bothers me how we treat
them. You just don't like them because they killed Plo Koon, I see.
Yeah, you got me. You did catch me. It does come back to that.
Poor Plo.
Bring him back.
I think he's a little far from coming
back. Oh, bring him back. All right. Bring him back. Hey, Dave, I know you're listening. Bring him back.
That'd be pretty cool if we could. Dave Filoni, you know, maybe we should have a Dave Filoni appreciation.
You know, if this were like 6 years ago, I bet we could get him on the podcast.
For all that he's done to, let's see, Star Wars and his he was involved with Avatar, yes, which is an incredible show, and
which is he actually got on their radar through Avatar,
which I think they shouldn't mess with. I think aren't they trying to do something on Netflix? I don't know. I don't think
they're trying to do another live action thing, which is so
they need to though.
I think you could do it. This isn't an Avatar podcast. I just think that, yeah, Filoni is a great... He made the clones likable. And wow. I'd say, from my view, and I'd say I'm definitely the movie guy. Like, when we look at how each of us specialize, I'm definitely more into the movies than I am into the TV shows. And when we just look at the movies, the clones are kind of nothing but killing machines and terrible.
Yeah, to your point, in the movies that's basically it. We don't see, we see Cody talk to Obi-Wan a couple times.
The pilot who dies at the very start of episode 3, who's kind of
a couple lines of dialogue here and there, but yeah, they don't get as personalized, and that's what the Clone Wars does a lot.
Right. And that's like almost now the purpose of the Clone Wars is introducing us to the clones and also Ahsoka, which I fully understand are cornerstones of the Star Wars universe now. I can't get what I have about the clones out of my own head. So I will say, is it mostly because I'm up my own ass about it? Yes.
Swear you did it first.
I said ass earlier too.
You did? Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to click the E. Oh no. Every episode of this podcast has been explicit. Whatever. But yeah, clones are interesting. I just personally don't like them. Chuck, do you have anything else about clones?
I think Bennett made a good point today. I thought prior to this, prior to our recording session, I thought Bennett was just being a big meanie head and didn't like Rex. And I was like, dang, I'm going to have to beat him up. But it makes a good point, and especially considering when you take, you know, the movies into perspective, they literally just are killing machines.
Right.
And to remember that they actually addressed that in the show is, you know, sometimes with that show, it's like, hey, there's more things that I learned that I didn't obviously know too much about back in the day. So Bennett brought up a good point. So gold star for Bennett.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. I just thought it was cool that they there were the two Marvel tie-ins, which I'd known about Thorne, and I remember seeing him in that like one episode where I don't remember why Ahsoka's like dealing with a Republic guard, but I remember seeing Thorne with his minigun, and I don't remember at all seeing Doom.
I think it was hype. I think Thorne was pretty hype because he's the one who like yells for the Republic and then runs into the...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, even like, to be named like Commander Doom, though, that's pretty cool.
They're like the Commander Thorne death scene was pretty...
Oh, I remember that.
Iconic.
Okay.
Like, even yep. I remember it. I don't even know when it happened. But he yells for the Republic and runs in there and dies. But it's kind of cool because he's fighting commando droids and super battle droids, and he like kills a good amount of them before he dies.
The super battle droids are always like the big bad.
Yeah, you know, if there's one thing I appreciate about Filoni, he is maybe the only person that ever made me see a droid and go, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, no, those ones, yeah, because I mean, the normal ones, it's like, who cares? You know, but those ones, it's like, they meant business.
Even like, droidicas became kind of novel. Like, it was just like, whatever.
Yeah, I liked them. Like, even when I'd play Battlefront, I would use them. Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like they became more of a joke because they spun.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, the spinning was, like, part of their dynamic. But I feel like they lost some. Oh, sorry. I'm watching the scene, and he just got killed.
Sad. Dude, he like, eats four shots.
He does, and he's, like, still up.
It's so wild.
The dropship like tears out his guys, and they get mowed down. And he's just sitting there with his minigun. Just I like how he's got a minigun, and everybody else just has a standard blaster. And he's just like rifling off. Then one. Oh wait, one. Hold on, I'm counting these.
He kills like six commando droids.
Yeah, he's going. He's already eat. Okay, one, two. He's still up. Three, four. Yeah, he eats four before he's even on his knees. Damn. All right.
He is
okay.
A badass.
But yeah, no, that's Bennett has quelled my anger. He is no longer on my bedside. He made a good point, and I think that this, obviously we would have liked to have Omari on for this one, as always, you know, but
I mean, to be silly.
Yes, so we could both talk about our lovely clone friends.
All right, let's just finish this up. Who's your favorite clone?
Do we even need to ask this?
Yeah, I know, but you might as well say it.
It's quite obviously Captain Rex, Bennett's favorite clone as well. Okay, now you have to put a favorite clone out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wow, you hear the disgust in his voice.
I liked Heavy. I thought he was cool. I guess...
Like Heavy?
Did he? I don't even think he ever became a full-blown clone, but I liked him.
Oh, yeah.
He was
it's not even spelled like how I thought it was.
Yeah, it's just H-E-V-Y. He was in
his use in heavy weapons. Oh yes.
He was
yes.
In like the Cadets episode, and I really liked the Cadets episode.
Oh yes. I remember now.
And I think the only one who makes it out of that is like I don't even remember. But Domino Squad was cool. It kinda has like
I know you're really excited to see Wrecker suplex some dudes.
But I think it's cool because they mention Heavy in the Bad Batch episode, if I remember correctly. Somebody told me about that. Mm. I think it's because Wrecker uses the same type of gun as him.
What? Oh,
wait. Yeah, because Heavy used a Gatling gun like Thorne did. but
also we have a minigun squad.
Perhaps he is my favorite clone. And Heavy's, I think he's in like the fifth episode of Clone Wars, Rishi Station.
Yep.
And that's like when they talk about Domino Squad, and then they do a couple episodes throughout the series flashing back to how they become a squad, which I thought was really smart, because you meet them, they're kind of nothing, and then they get to see their backstories. I do like when they do that. Dave Filoni's a genius. He's one of the greatest storytellers that has passed through Star Wars, and I'm really glad he's working with Jon Favreau. So
yeah, that's kind of best of those two great minds. So
seriously,
what do we have to look forward to? We have Bad Batch.
Bad Batch in a month.
In a month.
We're literally we're about a month away, a little less than a month away. And after Bad Batch will run until July.
Then we kind of do we hit desert.
Oh well, Bad Batch will run until like. Well, actually, do we know if they're just releasing the whole thing in one night, or do you think they're gonna?
I don't think we know that. I know that because there was somebody talking about somebody that had worked on the soundtrack said they had worked at least to episode 14. So I think we know at least there's 14 episodes. That's all we know.
I thought that there was 26 confirmed.
Oh. Well, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it depends on how they're going to release it. Because this, well, because with Mando, obviously they're not that many episodes. You know,
so I don't know. It just says 14 episodes, probably more.
Huh. I mean, even though like we take 14, how long is a standard Mando season? Like eight?
Eight. But
so yeah, so it's like, do you want to sustain that sort of thing for weekly or something? Or do they just drop it?
Right.
Hmm.
So we got Bad Batch, then we got then maybe we want to look at Marvel. We got Loki, and then the great summer dry spell kind of comes into play. And
we talk about what we have. We're working on Bennett, or no? You think we should wait?
Here, let me just stop recording real quick. Yeah. So are we gonna tell them about the Untitled Comic Podcast, or are we gonna?
It says you're recording still.
Oh shit. I really screwed the pooch on this one.
Was that your little plan?
Yeah, that was my whole... No, I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Am I going to tell him about it? Or...
Yeah. I thought you were talking in that little like whispery voice. I was like, he's not serious.
Are we going to tell him about the all-encompassing pop culture podcast we're going to do on our off weeks of I've Got a Bad Feeling About This, where we talk about Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or pardon me, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and also Loki and every other upcoming series from any comic book developer, such as DC or Image Comics. So we can also
not even just series,
Invincible on Amazon, perhaps movies as well, such as the Snyder Cut Justice League 4 hours that came out. That might be our first episode. Probably not going to be our first episode, actually, because we have
Falcon. Did you watch that?
I did not. Oh man, I'm
lied to me.
Recording. Oh no.
Wow, Bennett.
Oh. Now they know about our all-encompassing podcast called Untitled Comic Book Podcast. Oh no.
Wow.
Oh, drats.
Be a shame if they happen to find it.
Be a shame if they tune in next week when we re-encapsulate the last 4 episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And that does then the lovely ending.
The lovely ending that made us all poop ourselves. Oh man, there.
Oh man. Oh geez. Oh shucks.
Oh god, I better stop recording. Thanks for listening. Omari's not here to give the outro, so I'll do it. And this has been I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. I'm your host, Bennett Buckholz, here with
Charles Hammaker.
And it's been a pleasure talking about clones with you guys, folks. And I hope you guys are just as excited for Obi-Wan and the Bad Batch. Well, maybe just Obi-Wan as much as I am. And I hope you're excited for the Bad Batch as much as Chuck and Omari are. And we'll catch you in 2 weeks. And be on the lookout for an announcement proper for Untitled Comic Book Podcast. Or Untitled Comic Podcast. That is its name until we can figure out something better. So, there you go. Who wants to do the noise? Chuck.